Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lore boys here.
Okay, that's what you settled on?
Yeah, lore boys.
Yes. Welcome.
My name's James Miller, and I am hosting today, and I'm joined with...
Ethan Palmer, joined at the hip.
Peter O'Donohue.
Welcome, boys.
Joined at the ankle.
Yes.
At the ankle? One of you is joined at the hip, and the other is joined at the ankle?
To you.
Mm-hmm. I basically am always standing on Peter's body and face.
Our ankles are joined, though, so I kind of get dragged sometimes, unless I'm sleepwalking, at which point I drag Ethan out of bed.
Yes.
Oh, it'd be an uncomfortable
place. Like being shackled together, basically.
Yeah, the best possible way.
Of all the conjoined places, like, that'd probably be one of the easiest to separate.
We kick ass at the three-legged race.
Yeah, we do.
The annual Lore Boys barbecue, so.
Yeah. You guys ever see the,
It's just us three.
Hey, Jambo, what's this podcast about? Do we do lore?
Yeah,
so we're going to talk about one of my favorite games from when I was 10 years old. It's Jack and Daxter.
Dude, where's my car?
Is that two games or?
Well, actually, Jack 2 and Jack 3 drop Daxter out of the name,
yeah.
And Daxter is its own game. So technically, it could be two games,
because
Daxter is a PSP game.
There's a couple Daxter titles, I think.
Played just as Daxter, yeah. Naughty Dog developed the main three games, but then they outsourced to other companies for the ports. Kind of like Crash Bandicoot, Naughty Dog tends to like move on.
Yeah.
And then,
after their kart racer, they're just like, I can never look at this again.
Was Crash Team Racing good or bad?
I like CTR a lot.
Okay.
Actually, I was going to bring it up. While they were developing Crash, Crash Team Racing, this is whenever PlayStation 2 was coming out.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, we need to make a PlayStation 2 title. And that was Jack and Daxter.
Oh.
So they took two guys off of the team, and they left everybody else in Crash Team Racing, and they just brought two guys to make Jack and Daxter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We need something for the PS2 soon. I don't know. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys' names? Jack and Daxter.
Yeah. It was Dax and Jaxter. They flipped it. They're just like, we're not gonna be so into ourselves.
Yeah.
Andy Gavin and Jason Rubin.
Okay.
Andy Gavin is a great name.
Yeah. He's like, he did a lot of the coding.
It's no Jaxter, but it's a pretty good name.
No Jaxter. Jaxter Rubin.
You guys remember that Jax guy? Or no, sorry, that Dax guy that would be on a lot of, like, he was on Punk'd and stuff. Dax Shepard, was
Dax
it?
Dax Shepard.
He's married to Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
What's he doing now?
He has a podcast.
Kristen Bell. Hey.
You told me. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. He brought her a sloth once and she wept.
Yeah.
Yeah, she weeps every time she sees a sloth.
Oh, I saw that on Ellen or something.
Yeah, exactly.
She did it on Ellen. That's her bit. That's I think, her shtick.
Yeah.
Ellen is bringing sloths out?
Yeah, it's making people cry.
She dances funny around the table and it makes people cry.
Yeah.
Got it.
She made the Kardashian mom pee herself or something, didn't she?
Okay, yeah.
Who's the Kardashian
mom? We'll go with that.
For Halloween, she had like a Kourtney guy in Jenner? A spooky box. Anyway, we're off topic.
Yeah,
took us 3 minutes to get to the Kardashians.
So,
do they factor in at all?
No. Well, like, I guess we experienced their lives as in the third person perspective. And
all right.
They are.
No, for first person for me. Pretty much everything I experience is first person.
I live through the Kardashians over their shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have a drone following them at all times? Can you hook your PSVR headset to the drone camera?
I sure do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Life as Kendall.
So these two boys.
So Jack and Daxter, first I want to talk about like what the game is. If you haven't played it before, it is a third-person story-based platformer released on the PlayStation 2 in what year? Do you guys know?
2002?
2003.
2001. Close.
Dang.
Damn.
But Peter was closer, for the record.
Yeah, Peter
$1.
Was $1. But he went over.
You both went over,
yeah.
So yeah.
Well, we can't be sure of that.
Jack 2 came out in 2003. So you would have been right on
that.
Oh,
that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I haven't played Jak and Daxter. I've played a bit of Jak 2, and I played a lot of Jak 3.
I played the remaster of Jak and Daxter here last week. For the first time.
I've almost exclusively played the first.
Okay.
But I've watched some videos on the second and third today, getting ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to buy them at some point. Like, you
get 3 was really good.
Yeah, 3 looked very
3
good.
3 was really good.
Was that a Blockbuster rental that you would frequent, sort of thing?
I owned it. I owned Jak 3.
Yeah.
I owned it. I bought it with money.
Tinder just says, congratulations, I'm more likable than ever. What does that mean? They want me to spend money on them, I think.
Yeah.
Did Tinder just send you a notification to neg you?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I've been out of the game for too long.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Don't even the app is just like, man, I mean, you look really good for you right now.
Yeah. Creepy, man. So yeah, Jak and Daxter, it was one of the first games to come out for PS2, so it was defining for the console.
Yeah.
It was made by Naughty Dog, which is pretty sure it's owned by Sony, right?
They're an independent studio, but yeah. I think they published stuff on Sony consoles exclusively. I think still?
Uncharted.
The remakes of like Crash and CTR are multi-platform.
I can't think of an Naughty Dog title that hasn't been a Sony exclusive.
No.
The last thing they did was Uncharted, I'm pretty sure. Uncharted 4?
4, yeah.
Yeah. Which I have not played, but I would like to.
Last of Us 2 is coming out pretty soon, though.
Yep, that's true.
So, we'll see, huh? So, we'll see what the last thing they published was. Huh?
So the other games in the franchise were outsourced, like we mentioned before, to Ready at Dawn and High Impact Games.
Ready at Dawn makes a lot of... They're making that biker zombie game, aren't they?
What?
Oh, what's it called again? I saw it at E3.
Days Gone.
Days Gone, yeah.
Ready at Days Gone. It looks so boring.
Biker zombies.
It looked kind of fun. Like, to me, it's from... I saw the clip where there's, like, a bunch of zombies running by, and then you kind of, like, trap them by, like, pulling a gate down or something.
Trapping zombies.
I saw it, like, 2 years ago. But
I want to play a cowboy zombie game where I can lasso them.
Ooh, that'd be pretty cool.
Red Dead Undead Nightmare.
Well, I guess, yeah. Well, never mind. Been done.
Rootin' tootin' zombie shootin'.
Yeah.
That's the game, right?
I want to milk a zombie cow.
Okay.
What would come out?
Puss.
Puss.
Puss and dust.
Puss and dust.
Spiders.
Just a pair full of spiders walking back.
The Dutch girl with the two pails on her shoulders, just full of spiders.
Spiders spilling out. Like, it's just, oh my god.
Be empty by the time she got back to the barn. Yeah.
Spider Cave is a place in Jak and Daxter 1, actually.
In
the third overland, like you have to go into these, like, cross over these lava things on these carts. Then you get into a cave with a lot of spiders. That's around the place where I quit last night because it was kind of annoying. And really
spiders
hard.
In fiction. That's pretty unique.
Yeah. Stay up all night, these two guys. Just like another late night at the office. Yeah, I just want to make a scary cave.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is a scary thing but that we could put in a cave, though?
Skeletons? It's been done. Yeah. What doesn't have a skeleton? I've got it!
Yeah, so like I said earlier, it was... developed for PS2 because PS2 is coming. I think it took 3 years to develop. So if PS2 came out in
2000,
yeah, March of 2000, they must have started. They released in 2001. They must have started around 1999 or 1998.
Quick math. I like. Good job, Jamie.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
You got there.
Six.
Didn't even need a pad and a paper.
It's a calculator on his phone.
I don't appreciate your tone.
What's 2001? All right, carry the.
So if. Okay, let's see, Mr. Math. So PlayStation 2 is part of what generation of consoles?
Numbers? Second. It's got to be second.
Nope.
It's PlayStation 2, Jamie.
Sixth.
That's right, Peter.
Yeah.
PlayStation 2, Peter. Not PlayStation 6.
Okay, well,
I feel like you guys aren't really paying attention to the game.
It's a sixth gen, though.
I was actually really surprised that it was sixth. I thought it would have been, like, fourth at most or something, but it was sixth. Alongside the Dreamcast, the original Xbox.
Yeah. The first one was the Enigma machine,
GameCube.
Right?
Yes.
And then it went to an IBM thing, I think. Like a computer.
Yeah. Then the third one was just a chessboard.
Chessboard, was number 3. Yeah. Hungry Hungry Hippos was 4,
yep.
I think.
Yeah. Yep. 5 was the Nintendo Power Glove.
Okay, yeah.
Specifically the glove.
Specifically yeah. the glove, yeah.
Yeah, and then 6 was PS2.
Wasn't a popular system.
Yeah.
And then and 6 was PlayStation 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, okay, yeah.
It was a sequel console to the chessboard. Yeah,
I normally start counting at the Nintendo Power Glove. That's why I thought it was 2.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so like I said, Crash Bandicoot was still the big moneymaker for Naughty Dog at this time. So
the combat's pretty similar. You have like a twirl that hits enemies.
Circle to spin kick.
Yeah.
Square to lunge punch.
You can do a butt stomp.
The programming language was different for Crash Bandicoot and for Jack, but it was both made by Andy Gavin.
The guy. Presumably because of the processors and the consoles?
Yeah, and they just made a new language. Like, the difference was...
In French. Jack and Daxter was in French.
Yeah.
Jacques et Dexter.
Jacques et Dexter.
Jacques et Dexter.
It's got, like, a lunge with a baguette attack and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, so they built the game from the ground up for the PlayStation 2.
Mm-hmm.
The first step was to develop a new graphics engine, which they did. That was open world and seamless between levels, which is a new direction from Crash Bandicoot.
Are there no load screens?
There's none, actually.
What?
Only when you take a portal or like a boat to a different area, which is essentially fast travel,
yeah.
then there is loading screens, but you can get from the beginning to the end of the game without a loading screen.
Wow.
Nifty neato.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I noticed that actually when I was playing through the course of the week, and I was really surprised that so early they were able to do that. They do it better than some games do today at that stuff, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the way that graphic scaling goes, like, there's so much more information in what, like a Blu-ray disc has, like, so much more info than a DVD or CD.
It's a PS2? PS2 is DVD.
DVD,
isn't it?
I think, yeah, because you could play DVDs on your PS2.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
still. It's probably at least, like, 10 more chessboards in there.
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Easy. Okay. Which is like 8 × 8 × 10, right? So that's 640 right there.
That sounds like
individual
math.
Squares. Individual chess squares.
Yeah, the chessboard just had a graphics resolution of 8x8 or whatever.
Well, the limitations of wood at the time couldn't display more than 64 squares.
Yeah.
The chess 64.
Yeah. That's it.
Chess 64. So
I could only render 2 old men at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the game was great, but on the chess game, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was no Jack and Daxter, though.
No Jack and Daxter.
And it is fun. It controls surprisingly well, because it's kind of weird how the difference in control is now. Like,
are you talking about chess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird that my arms, now that I'm older, are so much longer.
But also, I get sore more easy.
Yeah. But, like, the PS2 controls in Jack and Daxter are pretty garbo.
Yeah.
Like, it's really... It's weird.
Fun fact, do you guys know when they added analog sticks to controllers for the PlayStation?
Oh, 1998.
Do you know which console?
It was the PS1.
Do you know what game was the game that made it mandatory to have them?
Bruce Willis Apocalypse.
Ape Escape.
Dang.
Okay.
Fun. Ooh. Fun facts.
Fun facts with James.
Fire them off. Pow, pow, Ape Escape. Yeah.
I don't get what you mean, though. What do you mean that they made it mandatory to have them?
The first controllers didn't have analog sticks. They were just like,
yes, that
PlayStation.
I know.
Yeah?
Okay, NES. Wait, the first PlayStation controller?
The first PS. The PS1 controller had no joysticks, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then the first game to make it mandatory to have the upgraded controller was Ape Escape.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Listen, nerds, if you want to play Ape Escape, you're going to need some upgrades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to need these round sticks on your controller, idiot.
That's a game that I would replay, actually. I really enjoyed Ape Escape when I was young.
I never played it.
Me neither.
It's good stuff. Collect the running monkeys. It's fun stuff.
Okay.
So Naughty Dog, with the help of Andy Gavin, created, or the other way around, Andy Gavin with the help of Naughty Dog, I should say, created...
Okay. With the help of their own employee.
Yeah.
Made a programming language called Goal, G-O-A-L.
Okay.
Specifically only for the Jack and Daxter franchise. This programming language is never used anywhere else.
Does it stand
only
for
Jack and Daxter? Yes, it does. It stands for Game-Oriented Assembly Lisp.
Lisp?
Lisp.
What?
Well,
like talking like this.
Yeah.
I was kind of expecting it to be language, honestly.
No, yeah, it's Lisp. The original one was for Crash Bandicoot, and it was similar, and it was called Gool, G-O-O-L, okay. And that was Game-Oriented Object Lisp.
Object?
Why Lisp?
I don't know. I looked up, I wikied it.
My daughter has a speech impediment. I just, you know, really like to, whatever. Yeah,
I like to sprinkle that into my work.
Yeah, she has a cleft palate.
There's too much jargon for me to understand it whenever I wikied it. But I was like, okay, Lisp is in there.
It's like GURPS or special.
Yeah. Maybe LISP stands for... Maybe it's an acronym within an acronym.
Oh, okay.
Did they do those?
Could be.
Probably.
Embedded what would you call
acronym?
That?
An embedded acronym?
Meta acronym?
Metacronym?
Ooh. Yeah, anyways, that's the name of it. But it's just cool that they made a programming language just for the game and then put it to bed forever after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's neat.
Seems kind of like a waste of time.
Yeah. But well, again, it sounds like they had the Ghoul framework already and he just kind of retooled that.
Yeah.
They probably didn't also have access, like, obviously, on the 360 and the PS3, like, everybody had access to Unreal. As does everybody have access to Unreal now and Unity and all that shit.
Yeah.
And if you sell a game through the Epic Games Store, you'll make, like, 20% more if you use the Unreal Engine as a developer rather than selling through Steam.
Yeah. Tell me more about this Epic Games Store, Jamie. Oh,
no, there's so much drama going on right now with the Division beta being on Epic Games Store and not on Steam. Ashen only being on Steam or on Epic Games Store.
That's temporary, though.
Metro.
Yeah.
Only Exodus only on Epic Games Store.
That's for a year.
Steam boys are angry, but
yeah,
that's okay. That's okay. The Steam's obviously very credible because they just voted PUBG for the best game of 2018.
Yeah, which it was. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, in no way better than anything else that came out.
Yeah, Witcher 3 for best atmosphere, which I don't disagree with, but it's 2018.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean,
it was.
They missed the mark a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway,
3 years.
Yeah, well, anyways, enough with the real world lore.
Real world.
Real world.
Real world.
Imagine MTV opened up like that. This is it. Welcome to the real world.
Irish wristwatch.
But Jak and Daxter, though, this game built on goal.
Yep. This game, it starts off in Sandover Village, which is a nice green little happy village with a bunch of little nice guys.
Okay.
And you start off with two young boys named Jak and...
Jaxter.
Goal.
Penelope.
There is a character named Goal, actually.
Oh, yeah.
we're kidding, guys. It's Luigi.
Yeah. Is it Diddy Kong?
Yep.
Is it Bubsy?
Jak and Daxter.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're both... How old do you think they were?
14.
15.
16.
Ethan got it.
Damn. Ethan got it. My strategy of going one over you worked this time.
They're 15 in the first game, and I think they're 19 by the third game.
Ooh, 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack's a hard boy in Jak 3.
Yeah.
His hair
progressively gets longer.
He gets a goatee at some point?
He gets a goatee in 2.
Nice.
And it becomes longer in 3.
Mm-hmm. Sexy.
Yeah. I actually looked up like photos of all of them next to each other today so I can know what the differences are.
Okay.
Goatee.
Because someone's going to come at you sideways on Twitter and just be like, you didn't mention the fact that he grows facial hair. Yeah. You're right. Incomplete lore has no place on this show.
Yeah. Important to note that Jamie was looking up the pictures of Jak on a break from doing the research for this episode. That was a personal thing, right?
Yeah.
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 Jak Daxter, no shirt.
Yeah.
Jak Daxter, feet.
Oh, Jak, you don't need Daxter. You got me.
So Jak is 5'10", blonde-haired, blue-eyed.
He's a big boy. That's an Ethan right there.
He's shorter than me.
Ethan's 6'.
5'10's not that tall. Come on, Peter.
A lot taller than I am.
Yeah, he's a little taller than I am, too. And then...
You guys are short. He's like little pipsqueaks.
Or like some kind of tiny rat thing.
That's why he thinks he deserves an office, just because he's got a couple inches on it.
That's why I am a boss. Because you guys tried to... Every time you guys go into my office, I just pick you up by the scruff and lift you, carry you out of the office.
Like kittens.
you guys swing your little fists at me, but they can't reach because my arms are too long.
He's got like a door that looks so big to us, and in the door there's a smaller door that we use.
I
can't reach his door handle.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to lock it.
So Daxter is like shorter than Jak, but he's pretty nondescript at this point because he's not going to be this way forever.
He makes up for it in a big personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he is going to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having never played Jak and Daxter, the first one, I do have a feeling this human elf.
They're both
like elves, right?
They're both called humans, but they look very elf-like. They have big pointy ears.
They look like night elves from, or they look like blood elves from WoW.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so they go... A little known fact, Jak has a real name. That's not his real name.
Oh?
His real name's Mar, M-A-R. And I think they must get into that by the third
Why?
Game. Well, because he doesn't live with his father at this point. He lives with the green sage Samos? Yeah, Samos.
Okay.
You tell us.
Yeah. So he lives with, like, basically an uncle right now.
Right.
Okay. And we don't know his father. I think it comes up in the third one. I haven't played the third one. We're not going to get into it today.
Remember,
the second one goes so far off the rails that I didn't want to get into it at all. Like, there's time travel. There's, like, Jack goes into the future. He brings... Then he runs into Samos, who is his, like, mentor now, but his mentor is younger, but they're in the future. And then another Samos shows up, and there's two of them. There's young mentor, old mentor. Then there's a baby version of Jack, who they went back into the future to bring to the... past, and like it goes back and forth. It's just super convoluted time.
If I know anything about time travel stories, is that they're always well written and make perfect sense.
When I watched a video today on how trying to unpack the entire Jack and Daxter trilogy, the previous video that the guy had done was Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, so I was just gonna say,
oh god, okay,
it couldn't be as bad as Kingdom Hearts 3, right?
Yeah, that's Speaking of which, I kind of want to get into that series, but that's another thing.
I hope you like convoluted stories.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of canon cell phone games to play.
Yeah.
So, Jack and Daxter, we got our two young bucks. They're 15 years old, and their dad, basically, which is like this old, short, like Yoda-type guy. He's really smart.
Oh,
and he
likes Samos.
Yeah, Samos. He has, like, platform shoes, which are just logs tied to his feet. And he has a log tied into his hair as well.
It's for balance.
Yeah. Well, his aspect is green eco. Eco is kind of like magic in the world. We're going to, like, touch on it later.
Okay.
But
I wasn't going to bring it up.
His is life. It's like green eco is like life.
Is that
like
the shit you pick up after you kill enemies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that white stuff that gave you electricity powers.
Well, that's blue. And that's blue.
But I just mean eco, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Green is like the one of life. That's his aspect. He's the sage. So that's why he's
like the spice.
That's why he's all woody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like the spice.
Okay.
From Dune.
Yep.
Yes.
And someone poisoned the water hole, and that's why he's also woody. And Jack and Daxter are off to the water hole right now. And
okay.
Yeah.
I think that tied together.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We're talking about Kingdom Hearts, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You got a friend in me. So they go to Misty Island, this place, like, basically, like, Lion King, like, see that place, you must never go there, that's where the hyenas
the
and the
graveyard.
Badlands are, yeah.
Yeah.
So that the elephant was, graveyard, James, come on.
Yep, yeah, the Badlands and the hyenas.
So there's the island they're not allowed to go to.
Yep, and they head off to it. And they take a boat that I don't think is theirs, but they go.
What?
Yeah.
Grand Theft Boat all of a sudden.
Rapscallions.
Yeah.
I didn't know Rockstar developed this title.
I'm so tired of Rockstar. I've beaten Red Dead and GTA in the last month.
Off of beating a hooker to death, Daxter falls into the ocean.
Gets hooked on eco. Yep.
So they go there. Jack picks up like this egg type thing. And he's looking at it. And then it starts to glow in his hand. And then they look up.
Rad.
And there's a lurker there, which is like an evil... It's like a mammal. They're usually purple. They have four limbs, just like us. They're kind of big toothed. They're kind of like
just like us.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're kind
we're
of like
long in the tooth.
Monkeyish,
just like us.
Just like us. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're hairier than us.
Well, Peter's pretty hairy.
They're
have you
like
seen him with his shirt off?
They're more muscular than Ethan, but not more muscular than Peter.
Okay. That's a low bar.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Well, if you think about it, that's possible.
Anyways, they're just like evil monkey purple things. These are bad guys for all of Jack 1.
Evil monkey purple things.
Yeah. Okay.
And one of these shows up after he finds an egg.
Yep. And then he tosses the egg in self-defense at the monkey, like instinctually.
Okay.
And then the egg blows up. Lurker gets like knocked back. So
now
does Jack.
Theft and homicide. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Jack gets knocked back and into Daxter. Daxter falls into a giant pool of black goop.
Right.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. And,
is it good goop or bad goop?
It's dark goop.
Dark goop. Now, goop, is that a programming language?
Yeah. Yeah. What would it be? It would be game-oriented
object PISP.
Lisp. Hell yeah, PISP.
Pistle.
Pistle.
Pistle?
That's
backwards. Yeah.
Yeah. So Jack is fine. He's just a little bruised up from getting flown. Daxter pops out of the black goop, and he is now...
He's like a ferret now.
He's not a ferret. He looks like a ferret. Do you have any guesses on what he would be?
An ocelot.
Ocelot is closer to...
Those are cats.
Yeah.
Is he a stoat?
Got, like, cat ears, though.
Oh, ocelot's closer to what the name sounds like.
An axolotl?
No. So, no. Orangutan?
Axolotls are cool, though.
Awesome.
Oh, and orangutans are cool.
It's a hybrid animal that I think this game made up.
Is it an ossicat?
It's an otzel. An otter weasel.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that is what he looks
like. It's long rat. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Long orange rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. How tall do you think he is?
He's a foot tall now.
Ethan's closer again.
$1.
It's like two. I think he's 2'5" or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Why is this part of the lore? Their height.
Why not?
Because that's like so important.
I guess. Yeah. It's just weird that they added that in.
Well, they're committing a lot of crimes. We're gonna need to. A description out for these guys. Like
one tall blonde teenage boy accompanied either by another blonde teenage boy or a large thin rat.
Yeah.
Or a man with logs on his feet.
Yeah. Described possibly as a weasel or an otter.
Yeah.
Maybe covered in the blood of a purple monkey-like creature.
Yes.
If you guys could get thrown into a pool and be spat out by as a hybrid animal, which two animals would you be wanting to be?
Boom, griffin. We talked about this a couple episodes ago. I want to bang griffins or something.
I want one with wings, and I want one with the biggest dick. So I guess
a pegasus?
A seagull blue whale.
Okay.
Now that's one way to ruin a picnic.
Yeah. Ethan, pass the potato salad. Just kills everybody.
Yeah.
Oh man, if you guys ever want to do something fun late at night, turn off all the lights and just put on whale songs.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
That is like the precursor to ASMR. Like they sell whale song
on
CDs.
Cassettes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like cassettes, basically. Like, listen to this and help you fall asleep. And now we've moved to girls chewing.
It's better. It's evolution.
Yeah, I guess it's now. I guess we're using people now, so that's better. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yep.
Like, sitting in the dark and listening to whale sounds is very on-brand fun for you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I have done it in the past. Someone showed it to me, and I was like, wow, man, this is beautiful. It was, like, really late at night, too. It was at a party, and it was, like, 3 a.m, and we're like, everyone just fell asleep. Let's listen to some whales.
Let's listen to some fucking whale sounds.
Yeah.
Because we, at 3 a.m, completely sober.
Oh, yes.
This is our kind of fun, right?
All right. So, we got a little off track here, but now Jack and Daxter are the duo that you know them as. It's Jack and his animal, just like me and my animal.
Exactly.
Except he didn't raise him. Yeah, boy and rat. And
would have been a better game.
Daxter's now an Odsel. He and Jack go back to Sandover Village to the daddy figure, Samos, and be like, hey, we kind of messed up real bad. You know that place you told us not to go to? Yeah, we went.
We went. We found an egg. It was pretty cool.
Did you fall into the rat pool?
Yeah, he's very mad. And Daxter, like, his whole persona is he's, like, snarky and like what are we going to do? Yeah. How are you going to fix me now? And, like,
he's got a very like Brooklyn that thing going on.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's got a very I'm walking here sort of like,
attitude.
Yeah. And then,
accent and attitude.
When you die, too, you'll do things like, get me a stretcher, get me an ambulance, and get me a breath mint. And, like, so he makes fun of your breath when you're dead.
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy.
Some kind of friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you deserved it.
He jokes around. He's a jokester. So, Samos, he's like, okay, the only way that you can fix this is to find Gol, what we were talking about earlier.
Oh.
G-O-L.
Okay.
And he's the sage of Dark Eco. So, Eco is magic stuff. We're going to get into each of the types of Eco later.
So, is Samos the sage of Green Eco?
Green Eco. And there's also a sage of Blue, Yellow, and Red Eco.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And they don't
all have the colors of the rainbow.
Yes. Yeah.
Black.
Yeah.
In Jack 1, they don't have names for the blue, red, and yellow.
Okay.
But they have names for the green and the dark for some reason.
Okay.
What are the names? Green and dark?
Green is Samos, dark is Gol.
Okay.
Oh, the names of the sages.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's I thought you were saying that, like, they called the actual egos.
The respective caretakers.
So what is ego?
Magic.
Magic.
Boom.
Is,
move on. Next question.
It's a powerful substance that can appear as what states? What states of matter?
Probably all three that water can do. So a gas, a liquid, and a solid.
We haven't seen it as a solid yet.
I'm gonna say plasma. Can it appear as plasma?
Could I get a couple of? Can I
is
get
that
a,
not a gas or a liquid?
It's like a
plasma is like a different state.
A liquid solid,
it's a
right?
Pseudo state. Yeah.
It's a Liquid Solid?
Something like that.
Okay.
Well, am I a scientist?
You can find it around the world in either liquid form, like these pools or canisters full of eco.
Okay.
Or mostly when you're using it, it's gas.
Okay.
It's either like little clouds that you see around, or there'll be like jets from the ground, which are like veins of the stuff.
You go to a party, somebody's filled up a bunch of balloons with them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
You want to hook eco at the neighbor's house?
Yeah.
You know what I heard about The Walking Dead? They have a section in the back of their concerts where people do fill up these balloons with nitrous to get high.
Wait, The Walking... The Grateful Dead.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
That'd be a way worse show. And the context, too. I was about to bring deaf people into this.
Jesus.
No, like, so deaf people will stand at the back with their balloons full of, well, they don't say it's with nitrous, but a lot of them are with nitrous.
It's a Grateful Dead concert. It's drugs.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So they hold on their drug-filled balloons, and they can feel the music while also doing their drugs.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice.
Yeah. And eco, if you fill the thing with eco.
Can you get high off eco?
It's, well.
Yes.
That could be an alternate reality for Jack and Daxter, that he's not actually shooting fire out of his hands.
No, yeah.
He's just puffing that sweet gas.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So there's six different colors or shades, and I'm going to ask you if you can guess which each one does. What does green do? We kind of talked about
life.
It. Life. Health. Yep. Makes plants grow.
Yep. So it's like growth of plants, it's life, it's... Yeah. It's
Mother Gaia is green eco.
Exactly.
Okay. It brings laughter to a young child's face, you know?
That's more of a yellow eco thing.
That's more of the dentist gas.
That's life. That's life at its core, Peter.
Okay.
That's what life is all about. Young children laughing. Okay?
That's what this episode's about.
That's what this episode's about.
If that's what life's about, life ruined me whenever they were all laughing at me in high school. No. So what's blue?
Water.
Electricity?
Neither.
Power.
Cold.
It's like...
Good.
It makes things attract to you, so like if you can't
it's magnets. Eco.
It's sort of magnets, but it also makes you move a little quicker too.
It's the sexy eco.
It's like
makes you sexy, makes people attracted to you.
Yeah, it's the boost one because I played the first level here. It does make you run fast, and you can supercharge shit. Right?
Yeah, and if there's like an orb just outside of your reach or a collectible that you can't normally get,
okay,
because it's too deep underwater. If you take this stuff, then it'll like come to you.
It's kind of like electricity where it gives you polarity and you can suck things in.
The strong nuclear force.
It is magnets.
It's sort of magnets, yeah.
Okay.
It's magnets.
How about red?
Is
power.
It fire? Strength?
I thought Ethan was going to say red means fast.
Oh.
But no.
I should have, yeah. It's like my thing. It's like my bit.
Red is strength, yeah. So it gives you double damage.
Cool.
Well,
I got that one first. I said power, but okay.
Well, strength and power, are they the same?
But I said it first, that's all I'm saying. You gave Peter a nod.
How do you...
I'll get a nod.
I'm sorry. Ethan, here's a nod for
you. Thank you, thank you.
There you go. For the listeners at home.
Jamie nodded.
Jamie nodded.
Jamie nodded approvingly at me.
Yes.
I'm crossing my fingers behind where you
No!
Yellow. What about yellow?
Smooth. It goes down like butter. Goes down
this
like
one,
cuts
this
your
one
throat like liquid butter, baby.
This one makes you twice as strength. This one will bring you back to life. This one's smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say
glide around.
I'm gonna undercut Ethan and say $1 because I fucked up all my other guesses.
It's fireballs at your hands.
Yellow is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Fireballs at your hands. It's probably one of the most fun ones to use in the first game because you can just let them fly, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's
okay. Cool.
I'm at a part right now, actually, and there's just, like, probably about 100 guys running at you, and you get, like, a vein of the stuff so you can shoot for probably, like, a minute straight.
You can get so fucking high.
Bah, 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 bah. Oh, yeah.
You've got Daxter just, like, he's got a bunch of it in his spoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Daxter, he's like, come on, come on, come on, come on. Just, like, slams a syringe into his ass, and he just goes wild.
He's just, like, prepping needles for you.
Yeah.
So, also two more. They're not colors, but they're shades. There's dark eco,
which I guess
I'd get you to guess, but it's really...
It's evil.
It's weasel power?
It's evil. Like, it could turn you into a rat. It could just straight up kill you. It can explode. Like, it's a bunch of just bad shit.
Okay.
You master it in the third one.
Yeah, you do. You do. Because of the second one. Mm-hmm. The second one...
Cool.
The second one starts off that you're captured by... what's his name? Praetor... I didn't write it down. I missed it, but the main antagonist in the second one, the game starts off with you going through a portal, being captured by the main antagonist in a futuristic world that is your world, but you don't know you went into the future. You thought you went somewhere else, but you find out later that it is just the future of your world. And he captures you, separates you from Daxter, ties you down, and pumps Dark Ego into you for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have killed any normal person or turned someone into a Dark Ego super soldier, which is what they're aiming to do.
He's trying to make magic Nazi rats?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Then Dax comes in, Daxter shows up, and he's like, hey, I'm trying to break you out of here. Say something. But the guy's like, Jack is just like tied into a table like of 2 years of torture, and he's not saying anything.
I've seen this, yeah.
He's like, wake up. Say something. And then for the first time in the entire series, Jack says something. He's like, I am going to kill the Praetor. Yeah. And that's his first words. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah,
that's how he gets his dark powers. Then he breaks out and becomes Dark Jack. But
cool.
He doesn't harness Dark Eco until the second and third.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And the first one, it's just Bad Thing.
It's like that Dark Samus, basically, where she gets imbued with that purple shit.
Yeah. So in the second one, you get the dark purple shit, and in the third one, you get the dark purple shit and the light shit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the final boss in the third one, like, you can choose between... There's two veins of, like, the dark stuff and the light stuff, and depending on which one you use, you get, like, a different power, but you can beat the boss with either one, so it kind of gives you, like, the choice.
Do you get a good ending and a bad ending if you use, like, the light echo?
I don't think so.
I didn't follow through on that, okay. But I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I got to the last boss. I'm pretty sure I know what happens.
Yeah.
I never fought him, but I know what happens.
Just get to the last boss. Whoop, that's it. Got to the end of the game.
That's legitimately what happened to me in Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
I got to Lavos, couldn't beat him. I was like, I know what happens.
Yeah.
Like, I win.
Okay.
No, I just watched the boss fight like over dinner today. Actually see it, but I didn't actually play it. So we have Light Eco, which is the opposite of Dark Eco.
Okay. So all good things.
Yeah, basically. It's supposed to be good, but it doesn't specify what it is. There's like in the second one, there's a dude who is into Light Eco so much, and he's super like snobby. And then Jack comes along trying to help out, and he's like, "You're imbued with the dark stuff," and he kind of goes like eco racist on him. And
I was
like,
gonna say, so light eco makes racists.
Yeah.
So you've got the dark eco,
which is
you've
evil.
It's like, then you've got the light eco, which gives you white power.
Yeah.
That was the one guy that I saw that his aspect was white eco, but white eco could also cure Daxter from being
a rat,
an otzel. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you saying that they're not all bad, Jamie? That's a weird point to leave out.
No, I was trying to move away from that whole thing you were saying. It's more what I was doing.
It was a weird point for you to bring up, James.
This is the thing we always do. I just put the words that James doesn't say in his mouth.
Hey, you're running this show, man.
Yeah.
I'm along for the ride.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, I'm going to say a quote now, but it kind of sounds like we're hitting on the race thing. So
No. It's just about eco.
Yeah.
All colors of eco are able to invoke their properties or abilities, what they are passed through, and can sometimes be channeled through a living body. It can also be used to power technology, mostly including weapons. So
okay, so blue eco is their electricity, basically,
mm-hmm.
And then green eco is their fertilizer for their farms.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yellow heats your home.
I guess it would be doctors would use green eco as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the white one would be like,
it's hard to say.
And would you use
use it as the
like pesticide for the dark eco?
No, in Catholic Church, when you drink the blood of Christ, they use white eco instead of wine.
Okay, yes.
And then when you drink the blood of Satan later on, they use dark eco.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I wonder what the texture of white eco would be.
Goop.
You think it's like clumpy?
I hope not.
Did we say it's goop? It's like cottage cheese.
Well, it depends. It can come as a gas as well. You could breathe it.
You remember those juice boxes that were like jello, little jello squares? It's like
yes.
That.
Yeah, I do remember that. Mm. You remember the ones that were the wax tube you chewed on it and was full of juice?
Oh, yeah.
Just like gross.
I would just chew on the wax sometimes.
It's just Go-Gurt, dude.
Just Go-Gurt. Yeah, exactly.
White eco is just Go-Gurt.
Yeah.
It's better in the freezer.
It's got lots of great antibodies.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Okay, cool.
Proactive is green. Is the green eco that they try to sell the middle-aged women to make them poop more comfortably.
Eco is also uses a currency. It's a lot like oil. Like, it's just super valuable.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it sounds like all these, like, it's just like in real life how we have different colors of gas. It's just different colors of gas.
You had a car. This one makes your car go real fast.
This one makes your car
shoot fire.
Grow plants.
Yeah, turns a car into wood.
This one makes your car pull twice as hard. Yeah, okay.
This one gives your car white translucent wings.
Yeah.
And the dick of a blue whale.
There's some shady stuff going on with this, the trading of this, though. Like in
obviously.
In the
just
second,
like in real life.
Yeah. The second one, the town that they're in, like the Praetor is like the mayor of it, basically. He's the leader of the town.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to stay on top of everything, there are bad guys that are trying to get in and attack the town.
Okay.
And it's covered by a giant shield run by one single nerdy dude.
Thank God.
Yeah. And in order to protect the town, they keep the shield up. But the guys attacking are called metalheads. Whatever.
Okay. Okay.
They're just bad guys.
I feel kind of personally attacked, but okay.
Yeah. Lurkers, by the way, bad guys in first, in second, are not all bad guys. They're only bad guys in the first because they're under the influence of Dark Eco.
Okay, so are they not purple anymore if they're not full of Dark Eco?
I don't know well enough. The one I did see was purple.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If you saw one that's purple, they're probably all purple.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
What was I saying? Okay, yeah, trading of the stuff. Praetor, the guy who Jack says I'm going to kill.
I'm going to kill that guy.
Yeah, he is providing Dark Eco to the metalheads to keep attacking the town just a little bit. So it looks like Praetor is saving the town
at
every turn.
He's running a racket.
But he's really fueling the terrorists.
Oh,
this is like the Iran-Contra scandal. I think. I don't know.
Somebody call this.
Peter, you got Ollie North on your phone, don't you?
Yeah, I'll call him.
Give him a ring.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
Call Ollie North. Fuck you.
I thought as much.
Nigel North. We watched play the lute before the show.
Yeah, that's a lot of strings.
Yeah.
Talked about Peter North.
That's
Peter
a lot of
massive
North.
Cum shots.
Yeah. A lot of white eco.
Yeah.
A lot of go-gurt.
You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, so there's it's used as currency. Dark Eco, usually the bad guys are dealing with it.
It's used as currency, but only by villains.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hang on. It's like, oh, I maxed out this one. I'll just have to use my evil credit card.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. White Eco is like Visa or MasterCard, and Dark Eco is like Bitcoin.
Yeah. Look at the dark web.
Yeah.
You got to mine Dark Eco.
Yeah.
Green Eco is like blood. You have to donate it, and there's not always enough to go around.
Yeah.
Red eco makes you real strong. That's
steroids.
That's
what
spicy.
I was thinking, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Yellow eco is butter. It's been established.
Yep.
Makes you
goes
shoot.
Down smooth.
Fire right at your hands.
Yeah, it gives me heartburn. When I eat a stick of butter, I always get heartburn.
Ugh. Every time.
Every time.
Just stop.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean? How do I keep my throat so nice and coated?
Yeah. Otherwise, I won't be able to swallow things.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you swallow anything unless your throat is nice and lubed
Ethan,
up?
Ethan, are you ready to start the podcast?
I go to gargle my butter.
Yeah.
like half a stick of butter in my mouth. Like,
like a duck?
That's stupid. So, who created Eco?
Probably God. The precursors.
Precursors!
God.
Who are the gods? They're the deities.
Oh, they are gods. They're not like some ancient race that this society is built on top of?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, why can't it be both, Peter?
I just
You got something against ancient races?
No.
They can't be gods? Wow.
That's the white eco people that have a problem with that, not me. Until we establish this.
Yeah, they're the central deities for the entire series.
Cool.
As the name implies, they came before.
Wait, precursor. Oh,
yep.
So they cursed before. I gotcha.
Yeah, that's how that goes. they were / are the most powerful beings in the universe, or known.
Yeah.
Do they look the same as the race of pointy-eared humans that we've been working with so far?
The way that they're portrayed, they left statues behind.
Okay.
And there's statues.
Huge dicks.
Large humanoid figures.
Okay.
Figures with insectoid eyes and a large proboscis extending from their jaw.
Okay.
Which is used as a weapon or dispenser of eco.
Okay. So wait, dispenser of eco, it's like...
Here, it's my cute. Weak child, it's, you must eat. No, I really don't. Yeah. I'm okay. I just need to sleep it off. No, please eat.
It's like this mosquito beak just like puking out butter, like in your mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
That's what we're getting at? Or oil or go-gurt.
You can get, in the first one, precursor orbs. Like, they use these statues actually as a way of communicating still.
Okay.
Like, there are still some alive.
What do the egg things do? You collect them.
Precursor, like... so the first game, like I said, Daxter becomes an Otzel.
Yeah.
The goal is to meet with Goal.
Oh my god.
Oops. Did I do that?
Jamie's got a cheeky finger in one of his dimples right now.
Yeah, so you gotta get the... You gotta go meet the Dark Eco Sage. Goal. Yeah. You find out about around the time where you go to each sage's hut. You get to the blue sage's hut. He's not there. He's gone. What the heck?
What the heck?
Go to the red sage's hut. Not there either.
What the heck?
Wait.
Hey, anybody home?
What are the odds they're both gone?
Yeah.
Maybe they had some sort of sage's meeting, actually. They probably coordinate some events and stuff.
Well, we're with the green sage, and he didn't get the memo.
Yeah, but he's probably just like a...
He's
just
a freak.
Like a hippie. Yeah. Where it's just like, yeah, no, I don't know where everybody is. Turns out he actually is late and is trying to make everybody else be the bad guys.
Yeah, that's it. He he's a hippie, so he doesn't have a computer, and he didn't get the calendar invite.
Yeah, exactly. Thought they'd mail it to me.
Yeah, that's it.
No, and then they get to the red one, and no one's there. And this is kind of like getting towards the end of the game. You're past half point at this point. Mm-hmm. And Goal shows up with his sister, I think. And I forget her name.
He doesn't kiss her. Probably her sister.
They're two, like, slender, tall. They don't look like the Green Sage at all. And they're, like, you can tell they're infused with Dark Eco. Like, they're all, like, grays and dark colors.
Okay.
And they're kind of evil with, like, the red eyes.
Are they the same race as Jack?
They could be. They kind of look like it, but they're taller. And they're darker. Like, okay. They kind of look more...
We've established that Jack, at 5'10", is a very short person, though.
Yes.
Anybody shorter than him would be
pipsqueak-sized. Yeah. You realize you're ostracizing more than half of the people listening to
him. What are they going
to
do, fight me? They're tiny.
Hey, our podcast is specifically for tall people who used a right hand.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Us 100 duck-sized horses are going to team up on you one day.
Yeah, exactly. But I am one horse-sized duck. No chance.
They show up and they're just to say what the first one's about. They're like, hey, actually, no, we captured all the sages. We're going to revive this giant precursor robot and destroy the world.
Ancient robots, everybody at home, take a drink.
Yeah, everybody drink.
I don't have a drink on me right now. I finished it, but
I do.
Yep.
Glug, glug, glug.
Was it refreshing?
No, it was strong alcohol. Makes me go, ugh, my tummy.
So the precursors...
God I drank all that butter earlier.
You've been drank too much Dark Eco.
Yeah.
And precursors hid a bunch of Dark Eco, like all the bad stuff they could get, into these giant tanks underground.
Okay.
Goal is trying to use the robot to open up these Dark Eco things and just infest the world with Dark Eco. Goal went too far with the Dark Eco. He just... drank one cup too many,
okay,
and he lost his way.
It's when you do a shot of Jamie at the end of the night, and it's just the rest of it's gone.
Just a fucking blur.
Yeah,
guys, do call me Jamie.
The rest of it's lost to darkness.
Yeah. So he's just trying to resurrect this giant robot to open vats of Dark Eco. So basically, he's just he's resurrecting some giant ancient can opener.
Yeah. No, he's just calling his grandson because he can't open the pickles.
Yeah,
yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
It's a giant can opener, and all the cats come running.
Yeah. He's got like the giant robot with like a giant towel to get a better grip on it.
So yeah, that was someone asked the question. So I gave you the arc of that was the arc of Jack 1, but back to the precursors.
Okay.
What do we know about precursor society?
Big ancient gross robots. Bug people.
We don't know much. We
know
that
they are can openers. Designated
robots
and or jar openers.
Yeah.
Yep. What do we know about precursor technology? You guys asked the question. We got there first. They've made giant robots in the past.
It's better than what we have now, right?
Yeah, it is better. Everything's better. Like in the first,
everything was better in the past.
Yeah,
that's when they had robots,
just like real life.
In the first game, there's a biome called the Forbidden Jungle, and the Forbidden Jungle has like this temple in the middle that if you get a little bit of blue eco, it'll like open up the doors, and you find out there's like pads that'll shoot you really high up in the air. There's like a plant monster in there. There's all these like ruins of advanced, like you live in a hut at home, but then you go to this thing and it's an advanced technology fueled by eco.
Okay.
Yeah.
They'll have iPhone 3Gs.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. So those
were the days.
Those were the days.
Their technology, that robot is like 100 feet tall, by the way. I'm at part in the game right now, and the whole level is like spiraling up, and you have to unlock the four sages that are locked up in their cages so they can stop what's going on, basically. Okay. But what ends up ultimately happening is the robot does get powered up, and you have to use Light Eco to fight it. And you can either use the Light Eco to turn Daxter back into a person, but Daxter says, no, this is more important. Use the Light Eco to save the world. So,
That's nice, because he's kind of like a dick the entire time.
Yeah.
But he's just like, I'm happy with my rat body.
Yeah. He's a dick with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Just like most New Yorkers.
He's kind of always trying to bang Samos's daughter, Kira.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember her, but she was there in the beginning of the game. And she's always kind of like a little sweet on Jack, but Daxter's always like trying to get in there.
Hey, what about me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you got to go fight that giant lava monster? Jack, you should go do it. I'll stay here with Kira.
Yeah.
And Kira's like,
make sure she stays safe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How brave of you. And there's like that kind of
yeah,
thing.
He's a white knight.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a dingus.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. He'll retweet everything she ever posts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So then what else do we have? That giant robot that has like lasers, missiles, bombs.
It's like Akula Khan. If you want to hear more about that, you can check out our Dwemer episode of the Lore Boys for Elder Scrolls.
Because mm-hmm.
it's some giant robot in a mountain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dark Eco Canisters is another thing that they had. It's boxes that blow up when you touch them in the game. It's a lot like the green boxes in TNT.
Oh, Nitro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nitro and TNT and Crash.
Yep. They created most of the collectibles in the game, such as the power cells, precursor orbs. Precursor orbs are like the coins. They've become increasingly rare as
the
game's
going. What the fuck do you do with those?
You use them.
They're like coins.
You trade them for money.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like money.
Currency.
But later on, there's like one precursor stone that's like super fucking powerful in the second game. And the Praetor is trying to steal it to have like an ace in the hole for whenever these metalheads kind of like fall out of line.
Okay. Because
he's paying them to like attack the city, but at some point he needs an exit strategy. So he's trying to get this precursor stone that has a bunch of power so he can kill all the metalheads.
Okay, because he can't have his secret get out.
Yeah.
Whenever he stops paying them and they stop attacking the city and everybody's like, well, why were you attacking the city in the first place?
Yeah.
This is like I paid us to.
Well, they would start attacking the city in full force, not just a little bit kind of thing.
He was paying them to like, well, he doesn't sound like such a bad guy then.
Well, he could pay them to go away.
Okay, he did have enough to pay.
Yeah. He's just saying, okay.
I was thinking maybe he had cash flow problems or something. He's like, well, I can get them to kind of stop.
No.
Why did I keep so many receipts?
Yeah.
He wanted the illusion of danger, so, well, there was a real danger, but he wanted the illusion of danger that he could prevent.
Okay.
Just in case.
Right.
That game I do want to play, though.
It was a racket. He was just running a racket to make himself seem cool and powerful.
Yeah. So, in terms of travel, their main form of travel is teleportation.
Oh, shit.
Fucking cool.
Yep. You use that in the first game to get from between the sages' huts.
Yeah.
You can get use teleportation. They also had a rift gate.
It would prompt a loading screen.
Yeah, that was one of the only things that, someone's been listening. Someone had their butter today.
I also buttered my ears.
They can hear better.
The ants also like it.
Oh, God, no, not ants in the ears. I have bad dreams about
not
that.
Not ants in the ears. There's your episode title right there. Not really. I hope not, at least.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so also they have rift gates, so they don't just travel through space, they can also travel through time.
Oh,
which is what
like
they
in Jack 2.
Yep, Jack 2, at the beginning of Jack 2. That's they're on Sandover Village, and Kira, she makes like your speed bike with the heat shield and all that stuff. She works on something to get through the rift gate. You open it up and like this Cthulhu type thing comes out saying, I'm going to destroy the world.
Okay.
And then you get teleported through, and then you're in this Praetor situation with the metal heads and all this stuff.
Right, okay.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Is Praetor in the first one, or is he like a dictator from the future that you just end up, he like takes over at some point between your teleportation and your arriving, right?
Yeah, the second thing. Okay. The second thing, yeah.
You find out he's like a young kid in town, and you're just like, I gotta go back and kill him.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we don't really know too many precursors, and they had time travel, so maybe they're doing something like that, right?
Okay.
They're kind of not around.
Maybe the Praetor is a precursor.
Bum, bum, bum.
Takes off his, what, like, rat guy mask, and he's just, like, a bug underneath. Yeah.
We could definitively say that the Praetor is not a precursor, because in the third game, we meet three precursors.
Oh! Okay.
Three precursors, and
how much more do we know about their civilization? Like, do we find out where it went?
We don't find out where it went.
Really?
But we find out what they actually look like.
Oh.
And so they're we meet these three things, and they're the true deities of the world, and three games led up to this. And what are they? They're also Otzels.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
really?
Now I remember it. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they left behind all these giant humanoid statues with insectoid faces because they wanted their legacy to be remembered as something to be feared and respected, not as rodents. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah. And they're cognizant of that, so yeah, they altered their history a little bit.
Listen, guys, no one will take us seriously. I don't take us seriously. Yeah.
Exactly.
We need a backup plan. Yeah.
That sounds like something that could have been in the game.
Yeah. That's a fucking hilarious twist. I love that.
I originally had this like way sooner in the episode, but I like it better that you think that there's these big things the whole time.
Yeah, you had me going the entire time because I've never played these games. Yeah, that's fucking great.
I completely forgot until you mentioned it. Now I remember the scene where you meet them and it's just
Like, there's three of them, and what are their names? Otzel Leader, Otzel Surfer, and Otzel Dummy.
Oh, okay. Should be Dewey and Louie, basically.
Yeah. They admit to fluffing their own history in order to gain more respect. And,
well, it's a lot like real life.
Mm-hmm. Some precursors delved too deep into the Dark Eco.
Okay.
And we know this.
Just like the dwarves in Moria.
Yep. And Dark Makers are the main antagonists of the third game. Mm-hmm. And those are the guys that went too far into the Dark Eco who were previously precursors.
Oh, okay.
They don't look like Otzels.
They're corrupted gods.
Yeah.
Did they take on the insectoid form?
They look more insectoid than Otzel, but really they just look like spiky, tall humanoid things.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And they're just all black, basically. But you have to beat them. You end up like you jump through a bunch of hoops, but you end up repelling their attack on the planet.
Jump through a bunch of hoops. That's like this whole fucking game you gotta get through.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
At certain points, so.
Yep. And with the help of the three Otzels and a planetary defense system, which is one of the last precursor weapons that are left around, you use that to blow up the Dark Maker ship, and they fuck off.
What's the edgy, the edgy Jack game? Is it Lockdown or Breakdown or something?
Crackdown.
There's a race. I think there's a racing game.
That's the one I'm talking about. It's like, and he's in like a, he looks like a, he's like in a chrome suit.
I'll see if I can find it here.
I don't
know.
No, this is a problem for after the show. We'll figure it out.
I'd like to know. But
tweet at me.
We can just keep talking.
Dark Souls.
It was Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls 2.
Yeah. I mainly covered Jack 1, 2, and 3 here because, like, I generally don't like the knockoff games that not Naughty Dog. Yeah, or spinoff is probably better, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when we found out that the precursors were other Otzels, did that like make Daxter into more of a dickhead? Because he's
he
has the body of a god. Objectively,
for sure. Yeah,
it's true. Yeah, is Jack X Combat Racing might be the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of a different one, and maybe that's Ratchet Lockdown or something.
Yeah, there's
that
like
sounds right. Yeah, that sounds more like a Ratchet and Clank.
Dude, I love Ratchet and Clank. I'm very close to platinuming on one of those games. I think I just have to beat the like skateboarding hoverboard thing. Like, you have to get such an insane time to get gold on it, and I just can't get it. But anyways, that's Jack and Daxter. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun platform game, and maybe it might be nostalgia, but I genuinely feel that they hold up today.
Yeah, Jack 3 is a great game.
Cool.
They so you use a planetary defense system to blow up
their ship,
the dark precursor ship,
Dark Makers. Yeah.
What happens after that? Do you go back to your time, or do you stay in the future?
I don't know. Actually, I didn't play enough that game to know. But I watched the final boss fight.
No spoilers. Go play it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What were the eggs for in the precursors? They just left them around. They're just
They're artifacts from the past. We don't know what they used them for, but we use them for currency.
There is a precursor relic in Uncharted 2. That you can find.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. As a little callback.
Oh, cool.
We know that they did not lay the eggs because the eggs were about as large as an Otzel. Yeah.
If they were still big bugs, I would have believed that.
Yeah.
They could lay thousands of tiny eggs.
It's about the third of the size of an Otzel.
Yeah.
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 Well, that would never fit.
What's the biggest egg to animal ratio? Like, what animal lays the biggest eggs comparatively to its size? Yeah.
I do not know the answer to that question. I don't
probably
know.
A snake.
I don't know how you could put that question on me, James. How I am not a zoologist.
No, but I'm general guesses. I think it must be a reptile.
Ostrich lays a pretty big egg.
They lay the biggest eggs, but they're also big ass birds.
What about blue whale?
They don't lay eggs.
Blue whale eggs, dude. Come on.
I think ostrich eggs are also considered the biggest cell in the world too, because there's a single cell. I think.
Really?
I might be wrong on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know enough about that. Yeah.
I remember the biggest cell being...
egg?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you have the answer, you could always tweet that at one of us.
Yeah.
If to have all of your egg questions answered, Jamie, how would I do that?
You can find me on pornhubcaps.com or also on twitch.tv/thelorboys. And the largest cells found in nature are ostrich eggs before fertilization.
Cool.
Huh.
Now we know.
Cool. Never mind. Scratch that. Don't tweet it, James. Fuck it. We don't need that anymore.
All right. And if I wanted to talk to you, Peter, where would I find you?
Moi? Mm-hmm. If you wanted to answer questions that we already have the answers to, at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. There is pornhubcaps.com. There's also theloreboys.com, which I'll go to the same place. I am the cartoonist. You can find the Lore Boys podcast on Instagram. And O'Manahue on DeviantArt. I was going to say it's, you know, an aside to all the furry stuff, but since it's Jack and Daxter, it's going to be with all the furry stuff.
Mm-hmm. In the second game, there is a woman who falls in love with Daxter. A real woman.
A human lady?
Yeah. And, like, somehow his awful charm rubs off on her, and she really is into it.
But... God, why do women always, like, blah, 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 blah. But how's the rest of that go?
Yeah, exactly.
Gamers rise up.
Just like that. Gamers rise up. God, just like Gamers rise up. You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter. Please leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes.
If you have the time, we'd really appreciate it. And if you want to support the show financially, we like to give something, a little something back to everyone who subscribes to our service, Lore Boys Premium. This week, we have been working on some Go-Gurt. The three of us have been long hours into the night producing some Go-Gurt for you guys. Butter-flavored, a little salty. So
half salt.
So yeah, anyone who Demi Sally. Anyone who signs up for Lore Boys Premium this week for the low price of $39.99 will get a tub of our special premium homemade brand
Lore
of Go-Gurt of Lore butter, Lore Go-Gurt butter.
Yep. Don't forget Lore, the lube up Lore-Gurt.
Ears, nose, throat, and throat.
Yeah. Yeah, you better lube that throat up before you drink this Go-Gurt. You know what I mean?
You never heard anything so clear. And one quick thing, if you want to hear maybe your own voice or an impression that we would do of you, you can send us an email at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com and we'll read it on air.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Much thanks to Tom. I've been seeing all your likes on Facebook and all that stuff.
Tone it down a bit, maybe, dude.
Hey,
come on.
No.
Keep it up.
Super cool to see that, man.
We love it in Australia.
Cool down.
And that constitutes
Lore Boys.
Lore Boys
out. Eco out. Eco-friendly is the green one. Can't believe it took me that long to get that joke.
Interesting. Where's that? What kind of name is that? Where's that from?
David.
Oh, like a daytime video?
Wow.
That's like so fun. What a unique name.
Your parents must be so free-spirited.
That would fuck someone up so bad.
Right? And I'm like picturing like a frat bro named David. Just be like, what do you mean you heard my name before?
Oh. I would love to see that. I don't know if I was there if I'd be able to like maintain composure. To play along. I'm like, hey, let me ask my buddy Pete.
Yeah,
what's up?
I met this guy. He's got such an interesting name. Go ahead, tell him your name.
What is it?
It's David. Am I
how do you spell
right?
it? What?
Yeah, how do you spell it?
D-A-Y.
Yeah, it's D-A-Y for sure.
You know I'm bad with names, Ethan. You can't fuck me up with that shit. I'm going to forget.
You bring someone over as David, like, in their name. Like, Tyler Davidson, come over here.
Yeah. It's like your name is shorter. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.